it was a strong opposition, and we found that out tonight. We know they're going to be a strong opposition, but you know, the forward line's very physical. You know, every time the ball went forward, we knew we was in the game. So we're unfortunate not to come out with a win, but we're not disappointed with the point.
They are a strong team. I saw them at the weekend. They're a strong attacking unit. McGoldrick's always a threat, but you kept him quiet for the most part, didn't you?
He's. We're watching some clips on him, and you know, he is a big threat, like you say. But I think we've matched him up tonight and kept him quiet. So it's good for us that he didn't get a goal, and you know, we're just unfortunate not to come out with a win.
10 games in, the team must be very happy with the way that as a unit you are all defending it. Just the one goal conceded again today could easily have been a clean sheet. I mean, there's talk of a handball in the build up to the goal, so again, another strong defensive display.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're good. We'd been nice and compact today. Like I said, it was a very physical game, but we've been working well together in training. We know, like I said, we've been watching clips and we knew what we was going to come up against. Also, you know, we've had a couple of injuries as well, so we've got good depth in the side that we've got centre-halves that can come in and do the same job.
How difficult is it, or maybe you say it's quite easy to adjust, because at the start of the year there was quite a settled back five, wasn't there? Then obviously Tom Lees has had an injury, Lubens has had the suspension, Zayat has had a suspension. There's been a bit of change there, hasn't there?
Yeah. So we just got to adapt to these situations, and luckily we can, and we have done. And obviously the clean sheets have proved that. But, you know, we was unfortunate not to get another clean sheet tonight. But, you know, like I say, we've got good depth in the back four or five. West has been brilliant, I must have to say that. So, you know, as long as we can keep having good, strong defensive displays, and then just, you know, get some goals and get some more 3 points.
How pleased are you with your own particular performance so far to be a mainstay in the team in this first quarter of the season?
Oh, I'm pleased. I'm definitely pleased. You know, I've played I've played every game. And I want to keep playing. I want to keep playing well for the team, and you know, hopefully keep my shirt.
It's a big one next, a game that the fans will certainly look forward to, and dare I say a lot of the players will look forward to as well, especially after what happened last season.
Yeah, well, they'll be up for it definitely, but so will we. We know what we can do, and hopefully we can give another display like last year. That's what it's all about, you know. The feel of the fans, you can just feel it around the place, feel it in the training, the build up, and when we get to the game as well, no doubt the atmosphere will be terrific. So hopefully we can just give a good display and get the 3 points.
Ahead of the last international break, you had that first defeat against Nottingham Forest. What is it like when you go into a break when you've just had a defeat, and how keen are you to end with a positive result this time?
Yeah, that was, you know, it was difficult because obviously we'd had a good string of results. And but you just got, you know, we kept a heads held high, and we went into the break, and you know, we worked hard obviously in the break and kept ourselves on top, kept fit, and come back and got some more results. So hopefully we can get a good result on at the weekend, and go into the break with a heads held high.